This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, it's Monday, a day that a lot of people just like to throw away as, it's Monday, it just sucks, a long week ahead of us. Come on, man, this is Mardi Gras time. There's brisk air throughout the area. It's chilly. It's going to be downright cold tonight. And really, just a beautiful Monday afternoon. Now, I know some of you don't like it cold, but it's February 17th. Come on, man. We're going to be baking soon. So let's just enjoy this while we have it. I love this weather. I think it's so awesome. I'm Scoot on the air. Hope you had a great weekend, and I'm glad you're with us. A lot coming up this week. We're going to be talking about the magical crew of Mad Hatters. It really is a very special parade that over the course of several years has developed into just a mega parade with a lot of bands on the floats. No other parade has this many bands on floats. And Amanda Shaw is riding on my float. I invite her every year to be on my float and love it. Also, I'm so excited this year because my son, his family coming in. So my granddaughter and my daughter-in-law are going to ride, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. But this parade really has become a huge parade, and they're known for throwing hats. And this year, some of the hats that they're throwing are lighted hats. They like light up. You push a little button, they light up. There's one, and in fact, Coleman's going to love this one because Coleman still wears one of the hats that he got from Crew of Mad Hatters. But Coleman, there's an elephant hat, and you push a button, and the ears pop up.
Okay.
You push there's something to push on both of the legs that come down the front. I think it's an elephant. Anyway, you push them and the ears perk up. It also lights up. So that's going to be it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be Saturday night. So make plans to be there. It's family friendly. Your kids are going to love it. You're going to love it. And it really has become a major, major parade in the New Orleans area, and it's in Jefferson Parish. And there is plenty of free parking along Veterans. It's going to start at Clearview. This is the original route that these Jefferson Parish parades used to take. Starts at Clearview Shopping Center and then ends up at Martin Berman down Veterans Highway. So, again, we're going to talk about that more this week. You've heard that crime is down in New Orleans. Murders down 16%. Some of that may be down because of the cold weather we had. Because I don't know whether you've noticed this or not, but murderers tend to go out and murder people when the weather's really warm or when it's extremely hot. They don't go out in the cold. You know, that I guess the steel gun is just a little too chilly out there in the cold weather, and maybe they just, you know, are not comfortable pulling the trigger, but they tend to stay inside when it's cold. Kind of joking about that, but really, I think statistically true that the colder the weather, the less serious crime there is. Shoplifting is up, and I think that's up in part because a lot of retail outlets are just letting people steal stuff, and I don't get that. We have been talking about that 24-year-old who was street racing, and this was at 1:30 in the morning, and it died. He was street racing and lost his life. And a second person, a 23-year-old woman, was taken to the hospital. Didn't know the extent of her injuries at the time of the accident, but they were allegedly, these two people were racing each other on North Claiborne Avenue, headed eastbound, when one of the vehicles failed to negotiate a turn near St. Philip Street. And dead, 24-year-old is dead. And I don't know what it is about that toxic masculinity that causes guys to feel like they need to race somebody, that somehow you define your masculinity, you define yourself by beating somebody in your car because your car is faster than the other car. You know why? I mean, this is not the only death that has resulted from this, so it's just such a wasted life. And then the other just tragic accident that took place over the weekend took the lives of grandparents whose grandson was killed in the January 1st terror attack on Bourbon Street. So again, I'm assuming there's a reunion in heaven over that. Former NOPD chief, interim chief, Michelle Woodfork, says she's going to run for Orleans Parish Sheriff in the fall election. And I think she should. She'll be running against the incumbent sheriff, Susan Hudson. And she was the first person ever to be elected sheriff in New Orleans. But Michelle Woodfork actually became the first woman to head NOPD. And that was when Mayor Cantrell appointed her interim chief after Sean Ferguson retired. So Michelle Woodfork did a really good job with NOPD. And Ann Kirkpatrick took over a police department that was in better shape than it was before. And crime was down when Michelle Woodfork was the interim PD, the interim chief for NOPD. So, you know, I hope she does well. I mean, I think she's an honorable person and she did a good job. So we'll see what happens. And we're just starting to hear about some of the names that are going to be running in the upcoming election. And that, of course, always gives us a lot to talk about. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, we were also talking about drunk driving. And this drunk driver that killed these grandparents, he was just apparently plastered at 6:40 Saturday evening. How do you get behind the wheel of your truck or your car if you're just wasted? It's 2025. I mean, you really have to have an IQ in single, well, not single, but double digits. Your IQ is not even in triple digits for you to get really drunk and get behind the wheel of a car. There's no excuse for it. There's too many other ways to get around. Now, you know, depending on you and your body chemistry, you can probably have, you know, a couple of drinks and maybe you're okay. But you have to make that decision. But you can't get behind the wheel of a car plastered. And I admitted that I did it when I was younger. And I'm not proud of that, but I'm just honest about something that I did before there was all this information out about drinking and driving. And there's so much cognizance about drinking and driving now that I just don't see how anybody can't even do that. All right, if you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Ian's off today, and Coleman's going to give us some text messages here in just a couple of minutes. So, Coleman, why don't you grab a few of those. Let's go to Gentilly. Johnny, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm doing a good job. As far as those drag races, all they got to do is put undercover police out there, identify the car and the driver, seize the vehicle and crush it. It's so simple.
Yeah.
Now, but the thing that disturbs me the most is the DWI. Everybody deserves a first chance. First DWI and nobody get hurt. You know, fine them, suspend their license or whatever. Now, I hope all those people that's going to object to what I'm saying can look their children and their grandchildren in the eyes right now and tell them they're not worth it. They're not worth the legislators changing the laws to state that if it's your second offense, the DWI, we will seize the vehicle and we will crush it. The only exception would be if the car is stolen, if there's a rental car, or if there's a lien against the car. If there's a lien against the car, the lien holder has 30 days to retrieve that vehicle and he cannot resell it to that rotten, stinking DWI person. You got to seize these vehicles. I don't care what they're worth. Who wants to stand by and see somebody crush a $40,000 automobile. Nobody does.
You know, and I think it would be a good idea. It'd be a good idea, yeah, Johnny, to force them to watch video.
Seize the vehicles and crush them. See, the judges take their license. You don't take the license, take the car. A license doesn't stop anybody from driving. Oh, if you take my license, I still can drive. Now, if you borrow somebody's car, right, and because yours been seized, and you loan them your car, the police catch them driving that car would be crushed too. If you want to get out of it, report the car stolen. That way that DWI person can go straight to jail for a stolen car. This is a foolproof method. Seize the cars and crush them. It's so simple.
I like the message you send there, Johnny. And what Johnny's saying, basically, is that the penalties for street drag racing are not severe enough because too many people still do it. And look, there were people in my neighborhood who did that, but it's stupid. And just because younger generations did it doesn't mean it's right. We've also talked about the number of people driving around without a license plate. And a lot of these people are doing it, maybe they're illegals and they don't want to be noticed. Or they're basically telling all of us that they're criminals. And if they do something, they don't want you to be able to identify their car. But what happens if they hit you? They can hit you and just take off. And you're not going to know who did it. So you're not going to be able to call an attorney to get what you deserve as a result of an accident that they caused. So law enforcement throughout this area needs to do a better job of pulling over and punishing, holding accountable those people who are purposely driving around without a license plate. And the penalty needs to be severe enough to where people don't do that. And also, there are these shady, foggy plate covers. And you can't even tell somebody's license plate number because they're so foggy. I'm describing them as foggy. They're basically they're tinted, and it's so dark you can't even see the license plate number. I think you pull those people over as well. I mean, we need to be able to identify cars. I mean, it's only fair in a civilized society for you to be held accountable if you do something wrong, and if you're driving around in a car and you don't have a license plate, and you're not putting the license plate on your car on purpose, I think you should be held accountable. If you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Coleman with some of your text messages.
All right. Somebody did kind of reiterate that, yeah, they should take the car. You know, a DUI should impound your car. The drunk driving Gretna was driving with a suspended license. And it kind of reflecting what the caller just said. But what I disagree with is I don't think you should impound the car. I think you should sell it to somebody more responsible because that would be a waste of parts. You know, just it's not the car's fault. If that makes sense. Yeah, seize the car, take it away from that driver, but don't, because there's a lot of people who really do need vehicles, and maybe you sell it at an auction or something like that, or maybe you sell the parts, so maybe don't impound the car, just kind of reuse it.
Yeah, that's a thought. You know, you give the car to somebody who's going to be responsible.
All right, this text says, "Hi, Scoot, you drove drunk back in the day, but that was before automobiles were even around."
Well, it's true. You know, it was a horse and buggy. A horse and buggy. Come on, you can go faster.
All right, this text is, it goes back to that caller that said he was zipping past the speed trap trying to waste the film.
All right, yeah, look, so a guy called earlier, if you're just tuning in, a guy calls earlier and he goes, "Look, I got a ticket, Galvez and Napoleon, and I'm so mad about the ticket that I don't do it when the school zones are in effect, but I take the license plate off my car and I speed on purpose through that area, Galvez and Napoleon. I speed through that area because he's hoping to jam or break the camera lights. I mean, the cameras that are taking the pictures and the videos. He's hoping to break them by speeding often through this area. And he thought that it might have something to do with the film and that he could, you know, cause him to run out of film. No, there's no film involved here. But I asked the guy, I said, well, did you get the ticket because you were speeding? And he goes, yeah. Well, I said, well, if you get the ticket because you're speeding, you really don't have a right to take revenge against the camera because it caught you doing something you weren't supposed to do.
And this text says in response, if this is the kind of people that work for the government, I'm glad he quit. Jeez.
Yeah, the guy, he accepted a package, and he's no longer working for the government. Was a government worker. But if you get a ticket because you were speeding, that's on you. And you shouldn't be taking revenge against the camera that took the picture, and you're trying to wear it out by speeding through that area often. I mean, God, I hope nothing bad happens while you're seeking revenge against the camera.
A couple more. This one says, who do you blame? The government is allowing drinking alcohol by leaving it up to the individuals who sometimes make irresponsible decisions.
Well, okay, so what do you do? I mean, do you ban the sale of alcohol? That's not the answer. The answer is just to hold people accountable like we do. And when we do a better job of holding people accountable today than when I was young. Because we did it and thought nothing of it. I mean, it's 2025. You're just not supposed to do that anymore. And it's not like I'm saying, well, I did it when I was young, but you shouldn't do it when you're young. If I knew what I know now, back then, I would have never driven drunk. But there wasn't the awareness campaign. So the awareness campaign from MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, the countless public service announcements that have centered around drinking and driving have worked. And they've just raised our consciousness about drinking and driving. And I can't imagine anybody just being smashed and getting behind the wheel of a vehicle. But, you know, it still happens. And it's sad.
All right. I'll leave you with this one. This guy's been texting us all day, and I'm not sure what it's about. It says, there's zero reporting of the national protest going on today. Typical of your right-wing propaganda, quote-unquote, news organization to leave that out. Maybe you're more aware of what's going on than I am.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the national protest?
I had to Google it, but he's been texting that all through. I thought maybe you would know. I don't know.
No, I don't know. Does anybody know of a national protest going on?
You know what? They're going to accuse us. Oh, you know exactly what you're talking about. You're purposely omitting it. So
yeah,
I'll Google it during a commercial break, but I really don't know what he's been talking about.
I love that we're being accused of being right-wing radicals on the show. Wow. Hey, listen, speaking of that, I have a suggestion. Now, I want to start really pushing this and promoting this idea. You know how right-wing radicals and the ultimate MAGA supporters, you know, put like a series of American flags after they post something on social media? You see them do this, right? Well, if you're a moderate, if you're a liberal, if you're a Democrat, if you're a moderate Republican, if you're not a right-wing radical, if you're not a MAGA supporter, you may have voted for Trump, but you're not a MAGAite. Why don't we all start putting the American flag, putting a series of American flags after everything we post? I think this would be a way of taking back the American flag. I mean, it's one step. Because right-wing radicals have stolen the American flag from America. They think it represents their specific views. They believe that the American flag, that's why they do it on their, they fly it on their Jeeps and their trucks and their cars and their yards. They believe it's their flag and that their view of America is the only view that anybody should have of America. So I think we need to recapture the American flag. So if you're a moderate, if you're a radical moderate like myself, if you are independent, that just one thing you can start doing that will take the sting away from these people. Like, well, we're the only real Americans. We're the only patriotic Americans. I think after every post on social media, you just put a series of American flags. And, you know, you can start doing that on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page whenever you post something. If you are not a right-wing radical, start closing out with a series of American flags, and let's take that away from those people who think that they own the American flag and that it only represents their point of view. All right, if you've got a comment, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Coming up, we're going to talk about the 50th reunion of Saturday Night Live last night. Interesting show. I'll tell you what I thought of it coming up. On the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar, on this day in 1990, Aerosmith appeared on Saturday Night Live, performing Monkey on My Back and also Janie's Got a Gun. Also appearing on that show on this day in 1990, the Wayne's World skit, where Tom Hanks played the roadie of Aerosmith also aired on that show. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. All right, there is a report now that Border Patrol agents will not be wearing body cameras when they're out in the field. Well, this concerns me. This concerns me because Elon Musk's co-president, Donald Trump, he once wondered why, and apparently this is serious, he wondered why the agents couldn't, if somebody's trying to cross the border, why they couldn't just shoot him in the leg. To stop them. I mean, it's sad that he might have really meant that, but it's kind of crazy. It's kind of a crazy idea. I know some of you might be in favor of that, but you can't do that. I mean, you might miss and hit their head. And we don't execute people who cross the border. There should be ways to handle them, and I know some of you are bloodthirsty and you want them executed, but they shouldn't be executed. Anyway, this bothers me because Elon Musk's co-president Trump once said about shooting him in the leg. And I guess, you know, now they're going to be able to hide what they do in the field with these people. And if they don't have the cameras, they can maybe do whatever they want. And look, I want the border under control. We all should want that. But that doesn't mean that we should violate the standards of the United States of America. All right. Also, President Trump, over the weekend, he was in his limousine, and his limousine was in the Daytona 500 track. They had a bad accident, too. But his limousine went around the track, and the drivers were behind him. And, you know, look, this was a great thing for Donald Trump to do, because that's his crowd, NASCAR. And for him to be there with the limousine going around the track, that was a really good thing for Trump to do. because, again, that's his audience. All right, before we get back to more of your calls, more of your comments, it's time for a look at Scoot's news briefs. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports that there's a wave of federal layoffs that have come to the FAA, to workers who are tasked with aviation safety.
The Trump administration's cuts to the federal workforce continue, reaching several hundred staffers with the Federal Aviation Administration. David Spiro, president of the Professional Aviation Safety Specialists Union, says probationary workers started receiving emails Friday night that they have been fired, coming from what he described as an exec order Microsoft email, not a regular government email address. The firings hit the FAA at a time when it already faces a shortfall in controllers and comes just weeks after a deadly D.C. plane crash. One air traffic controller told the AP impacted workers include personnel hired for radar, landing, and navigational aid maintenance. Jennifer King, Washington.
Well, let's hope there's not a shortage there. You know, I mean, I'm sure, like every federal agency, I'm sure the FAA is laden with redundant workers, people who are not needed. But for those who are in the areas of aviation safety, like doing the radars and approach and departure control, I hope they're letting go the right people and not letting people go to where there's going to be a shortage when it comes to airline travel. Federal job cuts have now reached employees in the Food and Drug Administration.
Recently hired employees with the Food and Drug Administration have been fired in the Trump administration's efforts to cut the federal workforce. Probationary employees say they received notice Saturday. The firings appear to focus on FDA employees in food, medical devices, and tobacco products, including oversight of electronic cigarettes. It's not clear how many people were let go. On Friday, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said it was firing 5,200 newer employees across its agencies, including the FDA, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the National Institutes of Health. Donna Warter, Washington.
All right, and Associated Press correspondent Lawrence Brooks is reporting this update on Pope Francis's condition. He's still in a Rome hospital.
The Vatican says Pope Francis will require further hospitalization after his respiratory tract infection presented a complex clinical picture. This will raise concerns about the 88-year-old's increasingly frail health. The Pope was admitted to hospital in Rome after a week-long bout of bronchitis worsened. A Vatican spokesman has said the results of tests conducted in recent days has indicated that the Pope is suffering from a polymicrobial respiratory tract infection, which has required changes in his drug therapy. Scientists say these are caused by a mix of viruses, bacteria, fungi, and parasites. No time frame has been given for his hospitalization, but the Vatican has said the complexity of his symptoms will require an appropriate hospital stay. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Yeah, you know, I hope he's okay. I mean, I like Pope Francis. I like a lot of the things that he did, a lot of the things that he tried to do, tried to update the Catholic Church a lot, and I hope he's around a lot longer. It also makes me wonder why they get these really old people to be popes. I mean, aren't there some, like, vibrant young bucks out there in the priesthood who could, you know, start out younger with a, you know, just a better attitude? And again, I like the attitude of Pope Francis, but they, you know, they get these old geezers in there, and, you know, quite often they have issues and problems. They ought to be looking for, you know, in the same way that sometimes we look for youth when it comes to who should be president. Maybe they should look for youth when it comes to who's going to be the next pope. All right, Julie Walker with Associated Press says the high price of eggs is having a problem around, it's creating a problem around the country because a lot of things are made with eggs. But here's what one state is trying to do to address the issue of high prices for eggs.
The average cost of a dozen eggs nationwide, $5, much more at some stores due to supply issues because of bird flu. Nevada is taking a crack at lowering prices by suspending a cage-free egg law. One expert saying that could slightly ease prices in the state, but might make prices worse elsewhere because supplies are so tight, especially if other states with similar laws follow. Meanwhile, in Florida, where there are no cage-free laws, shopper Michelle Kinley has sticker shock.
Literally shocked to see the dozen of eggs at 9:26.
With the bird flu outbreak, when birds are killed, it takes months for a farm to resume producing eggs. So far in the U.S., there's been one reported death from bird flu. I'm Julie Walker.
Yeah, I was in the store yesterday, and I wasn't buying eggs, and I haven't gotten eggs since the price has skyrocketed. And I just went to look over, and one dozen eggs was like over $9. So again, you know, there's a ripple effect through the economy, and, you know, inflation is going up. We've talked about that. So Donald Trump didn't say, I think he's trying to rephrase things, and he's saying now, I didn't say I would end inflation on day one. I said I would end inflation one day. And maybe that's the best way to look at it. But the truth is, you know, presidents don't have that much control over inflation. And that's why I said during the campaign, Trump is not going to be able to end inflation right away. And I got criticized for it because people thought I was anti-Trump for saying it. I wasn't anti-Trump. I was pro-truth. And the truth has turned out to be true. So, you know, I was right about that. I wasn't bashing Trump. I was just being honest about that. All right, if you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. You know, I've talked on this show often about the turbulent year that 1968 was in America. 1968 was the year of the riots at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. 1968 was the year that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. Also, Senator Robert Kennedy, who was on the campaign trail. He was leading among the Democratic candidates running for president, running for the presidential nomination. He was in the lead, and he was assassinated in 1968. 1968 was a rough year, which is why I can't understand, you know, because music often reflects society. How in the hell did this song get to be number one on this day in 1968? Love is Blue by Paul Muirhead. I mean, this is about as sedate a song as you can find. And I don't know, maybe people were seeking some kind of comfort or sedation from all of the turmoil of 1968. I mean, it was still early in the year in February, but on this day in 1968, this was the number one song in the country. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be back on Remember how sexy this video was? Man, those Whitesnake videos were, like, really, really sensuous. Remember Tawny Katan? She was in the videos with David Coverdale, lead singer of Whitesnake. Well, this is the day in 1989 that David and Tawny got married. Yeah, she was part of the show. Very, very sensuous. They were divorced in 1991. She died in 2021 because of heart issues. She had a heart disease, but she also was known for her drug use and drinking, so she didn't do her heart any favors. Tawny Katan also had a one-year affair with O.J. Simpson while he was still married to Nicole. I wonder if she saw any of his knives. I'm Scoot on the Air. It is Monday afternoon. Glad you're with us. Let's get to some of your calls, and let's go to Gene in Plaquemines. Gene, welcome to our show.
Hello, Scoot. Beautiful afternoon.
It is beautiful in Plaquemines. How are the oranges?
Yep, I found Plaquemines Parish Bell Chase in 1980, and the police back then, not that the police aren't wonderful now, if you didn't have a tag on your car, they'd pull you over, and I love to see when the wrecker showed up and picked them up. But I go home by Highway 406, coming out of Algiers, and when you come and keep this bridge, they have officers here weekly checking for people coming into the parish, and I commend them all the time.
That's
good. They're doing a wonderful job.
And the other parishes need to do the same thing. If NOPD doesn't have enough officers to worry about people driving around without license plates, then when these people cross the border into St. Bernard or Metairie or anywhere else, say St. Tammany, they need to pull these people over and hold them accountable. Yeah, I hope the oranges are good. It's really sad because, to me, there's no better orange than the Louisiana orange, and they come from Plaquemines Parish. These oranges, they don't look beautiful. You know, they've got scars on them, if you will. I mean, they don't look like a beautiful orange that, like, it's just you know, no blemishes on the outside. No, they've got blemishes. They look kind of rugged, but boy, inside that is the best orange you will ever eat. And it's sad that we don't see them in the stores like we used to. You know, once in a while I find them in a store, but it's never consistent, and I don't know what happened to all of the Louisiana oranges. Mike, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yeah, hi, Scoop. I just want to pass on to you all these things we're reading about the present administration shutting down agencies, firing people, all this type of thing. Well, it has definitely come home to roost now because we're having these problems right here in Covington. I am a landlord that leases to someone who gets help through Covington Housing Administration. She pays a certain amount. They pay a certain amount. We sign a lease for a year, and everybody knows rules. Nobody can change the rules. Well, we have not gotten paid for February from Covington Housing. Tenant pays our part. Covington Housing has not. They did not get any money from the federal government because it was cut. Now, since then, supposedly, it's being reenacted, but we still have not gotten paid. So basically, our federal government, with this guy driving around spending a fortune, driving around racetracks and going to redo the Rose Garden, doesn't take care of fulfilling obligations that signed on the lease with people for the year. So I don't know when we're going to get paid. It's to the point where I am thinking about filing for eviction to see if I can make them move, which is the last thing I want to do because the tenant is a very, very good person. But we have our hands tied with this, it looks like, unless you just do the obvious. And Covington Housing says, well, the money's coming, but coming doesn't pay my bills.
Yeah, no, I understand that. And so do you think some of the cutbacks are impacting this?
Well, when they cut back, obviously, when they cut back something on an agency, this fell under the same umbrella. And then after a period of time, someone must have realized, hey, we shouldn't be cutting this. So supposedly, it's been reenacted. Now, you know how the government goes.
Yeah.
When will the money actually get down here to be sent to us? I have no idea. Yeah. But the thing that galls me is, we were not notified in any way, shape, or form that any of this happened. When the rent did not get to me by last week, I made a call and found out this from talking to somebody. So it's like this administration just feels that they can do anything they want. They don't have to fulfill any obligations because, like I said, we sign a lease. I cannot raise the rent no matter if my insurance goes up. If my property taxes goes up, doesn't matter. I have to honor this lease. Yet, they are on the same lease, and they don't have to pay you unless they feel like it or when they feel like it, and there's nothing you can do other than, I'm guessing I can evict. But who wants to really do that to some person that's doing their part?
Mike, I'm sorry you're dealing with that. I wish I had an answer for you, but I don't, and I hope things work out for you. You know, I don't know whether the firings have had anything to do with that, but you know, I mean, there's definitely an attitude from the current administration that, you know, we can do whatever we want. The hell with the law, the hell with everything else. We can do whatever we want. This could turn out to burn a lot of people who voted for Trump. And you know, a lot of people who voted for Trump in the government are getting fired. And so when they voted for Trump, they never knew that Trump would be looking at them saying, you're fired. And I wonder if people who voted for Trump are so into Trump that even if they get fired, even if they're sacrificial lambs, they still fully support Donald Trump. We'll have to see how that goes. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to more of your calls coming up in the next hour. All right, the guy who did this song, Afro Man, on this day in 2015, Afro Man was arrested for assaulting a fan. It was a female fan. Somebody came on stage and tried to dance with him. He was in Biloxi, Mississippi. Somebody tried to dance with him, and he turned and punched him, and he didn't realize it was a woman until he turned around. And so, you know, look, that's an honest mistake. You know, you shouldn't jump on stage and tried to dance with him, and he just thought it was somebody else, and he punched the person. He blamed it on the fact that he didn't have time to take his meds before he went on stage. I don't know. But I'm not going to look. You know what? I don't care who you are. Don't jump on stage and try to dance with somebody. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right, apparently there's been a plane crash at Toronto Pearson Airport. A Delta flight from Minneapolis was landing there in Toronto and crashed into another plane. Details are still a little bit sketchy. A lot going on this afternoon. We're talking about driving without license plates. Too many people doing that. We're talking about drunk driving. And if you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. Also coming up, we're going to talk about the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live. They had a big special last night. Did you watch it? Did you like it? That's coming up next on WWL.